Okay. Judy, you're muted. Sorry, I need a coffee cup that says you're muted, and then I don't have to say it.
Well, I have to be looking at the screen then to see that. My apologies. It is 10:41, and we are recording again. We'll do a roll call. Dr. King,
Present.
Dr. Bastillo, here. Mr. Leone,
Present.
Dr. Cornwall,
Here.
Mr. Greer, and Mr. Barton are still absent. Dr. King?
Okay. So we had a motion, and then the motion was removed. Where do we have any further discussion or another motion to consider?
I can put through the motion. Mr. Harris, you just might need to help guide me on the proper wording again. So it's, I move that we continue the case at a later date. Is that the proper terminology?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Leone.
Okay, so I move that we continue this case at a later date, pending Ms. Smith sending additional documentation, whether from her attorney, the court, that just gives a little more clarity on the status of this case, specifically whether she has been charged or not.
I second. Is there any further discussion? Judy, do you want to restate the motion, if you don't mind, please, and then we'll take a vote.
Yes. It has been moved and seconded to continue the case at a later date pending additional documentation received from Ms. Smith's attorney clarifying the status of the case. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. You'll be hearing from the board, Dr. Smith, on next steps and how to submit the documents that we've requested.
Okay, and is that like right now it would be that everything's just kind of held up? You need documentation now, and then I have a valid license until there's some, you know, if they do the suspended imposition of sentence, that would be it's a 2-year apparent bench probation where I'm not really followed or on probation, but I just agree not to get another DUI. Would that put me on some sort of probation with the board, or is that just kind of, I just stay valid until that goes away and then there's no charges? Is that?
Yes, not necessary. So basically, what we've done is we've just tabled the whole discussion pending receiving further clarifying information from your attorney potentially on
Okay.
exactly where your status is, what the, all of the details. And then we will reconvene again. You'll be on the agenda again and we'll rediscuss and determine if there's any potential action needed to be taken from the Arizona PT Board.
And this may not, and you may not know the answer to this, but if I'm moving out there now, I currently have a valid license with no action, and so I can apply for a job there. I just may
Correct.
not need one in 2 years. Is that
Correct. Yes.
okay?
Right now, nothing has changed for you at this point.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes. Good luck. Okay. Thank you, guys, everyone. All right. We are now at agenda item number 10, board business and reports. Item 10A is the data committee report. And I'm sure that Ms. Peg Hiller on screen right now will be the one to present the data committee report. Board members, I want to just point out that we'll hear the summary of the report, and then we will review and consider possible action regarding the analysis of the report, and then we'll need to review, consider possible action regarding the future of this particular data committee. Okay. Judy, is there anything you need to say before we move forward?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
My turn.
Let me your turn. Myself.
This is Peg Hiller, physical therapist. Dr. King, members of the board, it is with great pleasure that I am presenting and submitting to you the outcome report of a committee that was established by the board on February 23rd of 2021 to review, analyze, and report back on data that was collected during the 2020 license and certificate renewal cycle. The committee was formed. I would like to acknowledge the work of the many people who had a lot of data to wade through, had 8 meetings in the last 12 months to discuss, digest, come up with recommendations, look further for what we needed to look at. I was appointed chair, like to make mention of Megan Warren, physical therapist, who was the lead author of the report you're reading, extensive experience in both the research and the data analysis field. Mark Cornwall and Kelly King both served on this committee, bringing their own talents. Mark is a researcher and data cruncher, and Kelly as an employer and someone who's out there in the industry, knowing what the workforce demands are. Jim Rausch, who was critical to our data analysis, and Brian Schmidt, who physical therapist, president of the APTA Arizona, for his more national perspective. I think we were strongly guided by Richard Wolf with the FSBPT, who had a national perspective on workforce data. And I know he recruited some assistants, but we have submitted to you our outcome report. It would be almost impossible for me to summarize the conclusions of the report. I can certainly read for the record the executive summary, which is a fairly lengthy paragraph summarizing the details that were contained in the subsequent 21 pages. You all have seen the report. Clearly, this is kind of a benchmark year, 2020. Despite coronavirus, was a renewal cycle and the first time the board was able to capture demographic and workplace data from applicants who were renewing their license. That's physical therapists and physical therapist assistants. We have nothing compared to looking backwards. Certainly in the future, we anticipate this will become the ground zero, if you will, of what we can discern about physical therapy workforce in Arizona. I do understand from Judy and board staff that the board's platform for renewal is changing. So how that will impact data collection in 2022, I can't imagine. I just surmise that probably at 4-year stages, perhaps we will get more meaningful data. But I present to you the report. Hopefully it meets your pleasure, and then you can act upon the committee itself. And certainly open to questions. I know Rich Wolf is on board. I think Jim Rausch is silently attending the meeting. We certainly have Mark and Kelly here. So ask away, or it's up to you.
I had a chance to review the report, and I mean, I love that this is data that's being collected. This is, I had the opportunity to hear Dr. Rausch speak at the last business meeting on this topic, and I'm all on board with trying to increase the diversity within our field. I guess my main question is, as the board, is there something specific that we're looking to do in order to, like, make a motion in regard to this? Like, what is being asked of the board in regard to this?
Giovanni, I don't think there's anything particularly asked of the board. When the committee was formed and the first discussion about forming this committee and analyzing the data, it really was a project that was very important to Dr. Donahue. And we have this data, but we have it all, you know, like, but what does it look like? What does it look like put together? And what story does it tell us about PT and PTA in Arizona? And so it's truly just we've got all this great data. Let's tell the story about it and then decide if we need to do something about it, or is it just good information to know about current practice and culture in Arizona regarding physical therapy and physical therapist assistants. This is a renewal year. We'll have a whole new big bucket of data, same questions 2 years later. I think it's going to be super interesting to see what the aftermath of the pandemic has been on our profession as people renew this year. But nothing necessarily was asked of the board unless there's something we feel like we need to take action on based on the analysis that the committee has presented to us.
Okay. I think it would be appropriate since the board charged the formation of the committee to do this and the report has now been provided back to the board, I think it would be appropriate for the board to accept the report and formally acknowledge that the work was done and it's satisfactory.
Yeah, the very least, that's a perfect.
And then perfect we can talk about the next question after this would be, what do we do going forward? Do we do the exact same thing, et cetera?
And do
so I move that the board accept the report on the workforce committee report.
Second.
Any discussion?
Fabulous work. It was really well compiled, easy to read and understand. I hope we keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely love to see us continue to collect this data. I mean, it stands out very well on the graphs here, just how much work we have to do in order to increase the amount of diversity within our field. And the opportunities are out there. I don't know if it just comes down to just educating people at a younger age what physical therapy is and what we do. You know, I think a great thing that has happened in schools is the implementation of the sports medicine programs, and maybe it's outreach, you know, to a lot of those programs where they're getting introduced to this type of information. But definitely something that I think will be benefited with a little more growth.
Dr. Cornwell, but by the board accepting it, does that make it public or is it already public?
Mark will have to do it. I think it would make it public. Because what we're saying is that we think the report is sufficient and we like the results kind of, and therefore we can make it public.
Is that right, Mr. Harris? Okay, great. And then that gives opportunities for schools or, you know, employers or whatnot to have access to the report and then potentially take action. Okay, great. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Okay, let's call a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the data committee report as presented. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Motion.
Certainly some of the conclusions of the report. There's Jim also applauding Dr. Roush. Would be things that perhaps other organizations would want to address. I think the fact that the current population of professionals in Arizona does not reflect the racial or ethnic vibrancy of the state of Arizona. That would not be for the board to address. They license applicants based on qualifications, but perhaps it would be other organizations who might take a look at that and expand some activities to try to attract more professionals of certain ethnics, you know, varieties. That would not be for the board to do, but once the report becomes public, I think that allows other entities to take a look at what the workforce looks like in Arizona and then act or react accordingly.
Yeah. And thank you, Peg, for being the chair of the committee. It was a big job, and you did a fantastic job.
Well, not like herding cats. It was more like herding dogs. So when you say sit, most dogs will sit. So this committee was a little more amenable. But it was a pleasure, and it was a delight. And seriously, I mean, as an honor and a tribute to Karen Donahue, this was her baby to try to implement, be the first board in Arizona, I believe, who collected the demographic and workplace data that was collected. This was very near and dear to her heart. So,
yeah, thank you.
Thanks to Karen.
At this point, though, we do need to decide as a board. We have a committee that's completed its task and an opportunity to gather data and redo it again. But do we want to consider action to either continue this particular committee and all of its members or dissolve this committee and revisit forming a new committee with the next set of data? So what are your thoughts?
Well, obviously the current people have the most immediate information on how to make it all work. However, they've been doing it for the last 2 years, and some of them may need a break. And so I feel like, we could certainly ask if people would like to be retained or if they would like to be replaced.
Or potentially reconsidered once we're putting the next group together, if we end up dissolving this particular committee, looking at potential members for the next one. And it could be the same people, just re-asked again. Or new people. I mean, we don't know what the board, who the board members might be that represent, and, you know. Okay. Do we have any other discussion or a motion?
I don't think we need a motion at this point. I mean, I think that I would consider the committee essentially has done its work and it's been disbanded. That doesn't mean that people on the committee couldn't join the next committee, et cetera. Mark, do you think we need to actually have a motion?
Dr. Cornwell, Dr. King, members of the board, it's my understanding there may have been a motion to create the committee. And if that is the case or was the case, then I would ask that the board consider if they're inclined to disband the committee at this time to move that, just so that there is a complete closure.
Would it be possible, instead of disbanding it, would it be possible to continue the committee but leave the door open that the committee members could be changed or people could go on and off?
Yes.
I think that would be more appropriate. Instead of disbanding it and then starting over again, if we could continue the committee and ask those currently on the committee to continue or invite others to be on it, I think that would be better.
And just as a clarification, that was a board motion that was adopted at the February 23rd, 2021 meeting.
Yes, thank it you. Was. So then, Dr. Cornwell, do you want to make a motion that the board continue the current committee with opportunities?
Yeah, I'll move that that the board allow the committee to continue and make modifications to its membership as necessary.
Second. Okay. Does that sound okay, Mr. Harris?
It does. It's my understanding that that it would come through the board, though, that the board is the one who selects the members of the committee. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm on a board meeting. Do you need me? Okay. Sorry.
Do we have a second? I can't remember.
I did second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, discussion? concerns, the committee lives on. We'll vote. Let's take a vote.
Just to verify, Mr. Harris, with it, do we need to indicate modification as necessary, approved by the board, or something along those lines?
Sure. That would be great, Judy.
Dr. Cornwell and Dr. King, is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so it has been moved and seconded to continue the data committee, allowing for membership modification as necessary and approved by the board. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you all very much. Pleasure doing business.
Thank you to the committee. Thank you, Chef Ritz Wolf, who I saw on here just a bit ago. So appreciate all your work. Okay, so agenda item 10B is on the agenda because the prior approval for delegation of authority to grant license certificates and registrations was approved by the prior board president, and Mr. Harris advised us that we needed to probably approve that delegation by the new president and board. Did I get that right, Mr. Harris?
Yes, Dr. King, members of the board, when Judy was originally appointed interim executive director, you delegated her the authority to grant licenses that presented no issues. Now that Judy is the executive director, I would ask that you consider delegating that same authority to her as the full-time executive director. Thank you, Dr. King.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for straightening me out. So I make a motion that the board delegate the authority to grant licensure, certification, and registrations to the executive director of the board.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Okay, we'll call a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to delegate authority to the executive director to grant licensure, certification, and registration pursuant to ARS 32-3123. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Agenda item 10C, case 2108, Sean Flanagan, PT. Mr. Harris, would you like to present this agenda item?
Sure. Dr. King, members of the board, this is more just of as an FYI. Mr. Flanagan has filed a appeal of the board's final order in this matter. It is now before the Maricopa County Superior Court. It was just appealed last week. I filed my notice of appearance, and periodically I will ask Judy to put this on the agenda, as updates warrant. Typically, this is not a short process unless the parties are able to, come together with some sort of settlement proposal to present to you. Judicial review actions can take anywhere up to, 12 months or longer before there's a final determination. There was a change in the law last year regarding how the judicial review actions are adjudicated. In essence, it's basically a do-over. There'll be a full evidentiary hearing. And that'll be worked out over the weeks and months to come. And again, periodically, I will ask Judy to put this back on the agenda just so that I can keep you advised of the status of the case. I don't know if anybody has any questions at this point. If you do, I'd be more than happy to try to answer them. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Harris.
Thank you.
Agenda item D, February 22 financials. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the financials, and are there any questions? So your mic would have been like popping in some questions. I don't have any.
I don't have any either.
Undoubtedly. I do my best to research it also, if you do.
Yeah. I know nothing. Okay, hearing none, then we'll move to agenda item E, licenses and certificates. You guys have been very busy in February, 55 new licenses, one license certificate reinstated. One business entity registration, no telehealth.
So can I ask, what is a telehealth registration?
These are interstate telehealth registrations. So with the passage of the statutes to allow for telehealth in Arizona, it also allowed practitioners from other states to register with a licensing board if they're going to provide services into Arizona from an interstate process, in an interstate situation, I believe. So this is people not licensed in Arizona, not living in Arizona, providing telehealth in Arizona through their company or their own, you know, sole proprietorship, whatever the case may be. So those particular individuals, it can be PTs and PTAs as well, are required to register with this board. So it's not technically an application because they're not applying for a license. They're just registering with us. There are some particulars with respect to registration that they have to provide in addition to an application as well. So currently we're working with a paper application as the system is not yet prepared with an online application for that, an online registration for this. So we are noticing a slight uptick in these registrations that are coming into us. Spoiler alert for March, we have issued one so far registration, but the registrations are coming in. It's a new process for us. It's a new process for those submitting. So there's a fair amount of back and forth with any one of these that's submitted to obtain the information that we need and to process it fully.
Okay, so it's not required for them to even have a compact license for Arizona. Okay, thank you.
No, ma'am.
So it'll allow any therapist from any state to be able to practice telehealth from their state with somebody in Arizona. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
Potentially. I won't say that it's any because, of course, they have to fit certain criteria. They have to have a license that's free from any kind of discipline. They have to provide us with a duly appointed statutory agent in the state of Arizona for process of service. They have to provide us with verification that they're covered through insurance, as well as answer a lot of questions. Part of the interstate requirement, the interstate telehealth requirement, is that they don't actually practice in Arizona, in a facility in Arizona. It's done through telehealth, and perhaps if Mr. Harris, let me know if we're moving too far into this discussion, if it's something that should be agendized for further discussion, if the board has questions, or if we've crossed any of those lines we're not supposed to. You're muted. Mark, you're muted.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to make you feel like you weren't the only one.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Teamwork. Thanks.
Much appreciated.
I'm a team player. I appreciate both the questions and your responses, Judy. And I think you're right. If anybody would like to further, you know, discuss this, perhaps what we can do is place it on an agenda, for a future meeting.
I think that's a great idea, just to help us understand it, because it's just going to continue to grow. So if we could potentially, that's our next item anyways, future agenda items, if we could place on there just helping us understand the process and implications of telehealth registrations in our state, that would be, I think, really helpful for us as a board.
Yeah, especially if any, you know, actions occur within that registration, how are we supposed to handle it if they're not licensed technically?
Yeah.
Should the discussion be specific to the interstate registrations of telehealth or just the telehealth statutes in general, including the interstate?
Would you both? I mean, the question is, like Giovanni said, let's say a patient files a complaint against a PT whose therapy intervention occurred during a telehealth visit and the PT is not located here in Arizona. Like what does that look like as a regulatory board?
Yeah, we'll get into it more when it's agendized, but I can tell you that the statute that authorizes this registration that not only affects PTs but all health professionals. It's not specific to physical therapists. Do give the boards the ability to investigate and take action against the registration. But again, that's something that we can discuss in much more detail either next month or whenever it's on the agenda to do so.
Judy, do you feel like you've got a good understanding of how to agendize it for us?
I believe so. I just didn't know if you had questions about telehealth in particular or specifically only the interstate piece of it.
Just as it pertains to a regulatory board.
Yeah, I think what maybe we can do is just put the statute that was passed last session on the agenda for review and discussion.
Okay. Are there any other ideas for future agenda items? Okay. Hearing none, do you have a motion to adjourn?
So
Mark, motion, and Giovanni, second?
Oh, second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Pasillo?
Yes.
Motion passes. The meeting is adjourned at 11:13 and the recording will stop at 11:14.